Adventures of the Sea Hound. Blue Network presents The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
You see him, Kukai?
Oh, thanks. There he is. 2 points off his starboard bow. Quick.
Remember where our story ended yesterday? Tex and Kukai and the ship's launch, the Spray Hound, roaring through the night off the coast of Chile, pursuing another small craft bearing Commodore Boom Boom, master of the Nazi Sea Raider, the Flying Dutchman, and Iko, the Japanese wrestler. Where is Boom Boom making for? Where can the phantom ship be hidden on that harborless coast?
I see him. I see him now, Kukai.
Which way he heading, Tex?
Now, wait till I see. We're bouncing so much that the compass is feeling like a top.
George, where he go?
Seems to be heading southwest.
What is the southwest?
Nothing that I know of. Ain't nothing but open water as far as I can remember.
Maybe he meet a phantom ship somewhere at sea.
Well, if we sight her, we'll put our tail between our legs and run. I don't mind ducking a machine gun, but shells or something else again.
Oh, no. A spray hound too small to hit.
He might just be lucky, though.
Maybe. Oh, look, a Tex.
Yeah?
He changed course again.
Yeah, I see him. Unlimber that radio. See if Captain Silver's got to the Sea Hound yet.
All right, Tex, I can do.
But Captain Silver and Jerry have not returned to the Sea Hound. They are, however, on their way. Our scene now is Iquique Harbor, and speeding toward the Sea Hound is a trim cruiser. Captain Silver and Jerry, with Alf the Cockney, are standing on the bow, all ready to leap aboard the moment they come alongside their ship. There's Captain Silver talking.
Where was Boom Boom's craft when he fired on you, Alf?
Right about here, sir. We were going for it to get you launched, when sudden-like they turned the light on us. And the bullets began to sing past our ears.
Yeah, lucky thing none of you were hit.
We dropped to the deck like we were 3 stones, sir. Then the skinny one...
Tex?
Aye. He ran off to the mainmast, and he turned one of your lights. And we saw Iko aboard and the bloke what fired the 2 shots at you.
Yes, Boom Boom.
I see.
Well, this looks like his finish. There are 2 Chilean gunboats and a Coast Guard cutter somewhere offshore. They're just standing by on our wavelength for word from us, and they'll make for whatever position Tex gives us. I just hope Boom Boom's heading out to sea to make contact with his ship.
Well, she must be out at sea, Captain Silver. The Phantom, I mean. You said yourself there aren't many anchorages along this coast.
Well, we'll see, Jerry. We'll have to wait and see. All right, now, get ready to go aboard. I'll tell the pilot just to pull alongside. Justamente cerca el barco, señor. All right, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
All right, now you out. Gracias, senor. Get forward right away, Jerry, and up anchor. Take Alf with you.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gracias, senor. Buenas noches. All right, get forward now, Jerry. Hustle up that anchor.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Alf.
Okay.
Jerry.
Aye, aye, sir.
Close that forward hatch, too. There's a breeze blowing, and she may be rough outside.
Aye, aye, sir. Anchor away, sir.
Good. Good. Come out now, Jerry.
Aye, aye, sir.
Here we go.
Al's closing the forward hatch, Captain Silver. He'll be aft in a minute.
All right. Go down to the radio room and get our walkie-talkie, Jerry. We'll try to contact Tex right here on deck.
Yes, sir.
Don't Lummy, she's a beauty, Captain Silver, not a half she ain't.
Ah, thanks, Al.
Like to see her with her canvas spread and drawing. Bet she's a stunning sight.
Yes, yes, she is. What's your job on shipboard, Al?
I'm a greaser. What you call an oiler?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Been at sea a long time?
20 years, man and boy.
Ah, that's a long spell. Used to ship out to the Orient, eh?
I knows all the Far East port captains. Shanghai, Hong Kong, Singapore, Batavia.
Yes, yes, I've been out there myself.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I say, you ain't the same Captain Silver I've heard stories about, are you?
What story?
Mixing with the pirates off Borneo and recovering the Roger Stewart.
Same man, Al.
Oh, blimey. No wonder you could tangle with a bloke like Eco and not come off second best. Who's that?
The boy, Jerry. I sent him below to get a radio set. You get it, Jerry?
Yes, here it is, Captain Silver. I've turned it on.
Well, keep listening. See if you hear text.
Yes, sir.
Ah, feel that breeze? We're going to find some choppy water when we get beyond the point there. Wonder which way Boom Boom went when he lit out.
Where could he go, Captain Silver?
Ah, that's just it, Jerry. I don't know. There's scarcely a place between here and Anafagusta he could put in with a ship as big as his. Oh, well, we'll find out more when Tex gives us his course.
That launch is a stunning little craft, too, Captain.
The spray hound? Oh, yes, yes, she is, Al. She's fast, too. A lot of power. He'll keep Boom Boom in sight. That's one thing we needn't worry about. I just hope Tex stays out of the way of that machine gun.
Hello, Captain Silver. Morning, Sea Hound. Hello, Captain Silver.
Here's Kukai.
Hello, Captain Silver. Morning, Sea Hound. Hello, Captain Silver.
Well, they sound all right. Switch over, Jerry, and see if they can hear you.
Yes, sir. Hello, Kukai. Hello, Tex. The Sea Hound calling. Hello, Kukai. Hello, Tex. The Sea Hound calling.
Will they hear him?
Depends on how far out they are. A walkie-talkie hasn't much of a range.
Well, how can you hear him?
Oh, there's a compact little transmitter on the spray hound. Did you switch over, Jerry?
Yes, sir. I'm waiting now to see if they heard me.
Hello, Captain Silver.
There he is.
Calling a sea hound. Hello, Captain Silver. Spray hound calling a sea hound.
Doesn't sound like he heard us. Try him again when he signs off.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Captain Silver. Calling a sea hound. Hello, Captain Silver.
There. I guess he's through. I'll try now. Hello, Kukai. The Sea Hound calling. Calling the Spray Hound. Hello, Kukai. Hello, Kukai. The Sea Hound calling. Calling the Spray Hound. Hello, Kukai.
Bloomin' miracle, ain't it? To think he can hear you and you can hear him.
We don't know whether he's heard us yet. I'll switch over and listen.
Hello, Captain Silver. You calling us. Hard to hear very well. Come in, please.
Hello, Kukai. Hello, Kukai. It's Jerry. Hello, Kukai.
Hello, Captain Silver. No good. Too much noise out there. Can't hear.
Here, Jerry. You take the wheel. I'll go below and switch on the big transmitter. Keep listening now. So you can set a course just as soon as Tex tells us which way he's headed. Here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Alf. Want to see what we look like below deck?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hello, Kukai. Captain's going to try the big transmitter. Stand by.
Hello, Captain Silver.
Come in again, please. Can't hear very well. Hello, Captain Silver. Come in again.
What's the matter, Kukai?
No can hear that. The signal too faint.
Well, is the captain on there?
I hear somebody voice, but the signal too faint.
Well, they must be hearing you when they came in. Keep on calling them, and keep on listening, too.
You still see Boom Boom?
I got the searchlight trained on him. He's sailing all over the place, but his course is mainly southwest.
Yeah, so you know, I think he make a radio talk, too.
Huh?
I think he talk on a radio, too, Tex. He talk in code. No, understand.
Say, I bet you he's calling his ship. You keep an eye out for him.
All right, Tex, you can do. Hello, Captain Silver. Calling a Sea Hound. Hello, Captain Silver. No, no, not there yet. I wait a minute. Hello, Captain Silver. Calling a Sea Hound. Hello, Captain Silver.
Hello, Kukai. Hello, Spray Hound. Hello, Kukai. Hello, Spray Hound.
Oh, there he is.
You got him?
Hello, Captain Silver.
Hello, Kukai. We had a walkie-talkie up on deck, but you couldn't get our signal loud enough, so I went below to the big transmitter. Where are you?
You wait to please, sir. I call Tex. He tell you.
Okay. Hello, Tex. Where are you?
Well, Boom Boom's been dodging all over the place trying to shake us. But near as I can figure, we're about 25 miles southwest of Iquique and heading in a general southwesterly direction.
No sign of the Phantom ship?
No, sir. We're keeping our eyes peeled. Where are you?
We're just leaving the harbor. How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's windy and rough.
Yes, I thought so. There's a stiff breeze blowing in here.
Did
Elf
get you all right?
Oh, yes, Tex. Yes, he's here on board the Sea Hound with us right now.
Oh, fine. How about that there critter, that Waldman? Did they get him?
Senor Cuesta promised to have him under lock and key before we get back to Iquique.
Good. Did he tell you how they fired on us?
Oh, yes.
They got a machine gun mounted in the bow, Captain. I don't think it fires astern, but I ain't taking no chances. We're staying about a mile behind them. What's that?
What's the matter, Tex?
Tex!
What's wrong?
Hold on a minute, Captain.
Tex! Tex, what's the matter? Tex! Tex!
What has happened aboard the Spray Hound? Tex has left the radio in response to Kukai's frantic cries. Will the wily Boom Boom succeed in escaping again? Or have the Chilean ships of war heard Tex's conversation with Captain Silver? There's still more excitement coming. So don't forget to tune in Monday for the further Adventures of the Sea Hound. Until Monday, then, Captain Silver says...
Smooth sailing.
The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Frank Dom. The director is Cyril Armbrister. The program comes to you from New York. There is one thing that we are learning from living a wartime existence, and that is the importance of eating the right kind of foods. We appreciate the necessity of keeping the home front as strong and as healthy as the fighting front, of making food fight for freedom. The shortage of certain foods created by military demands and increased civilian purchasing power makes it essential that particular care should be given to the selection and planning of meals. Government nutrition experts have drawn up a chart showing the basic seven. The seven groups of foods which should be eaten every day if good health is to be maintained. By eating some food from each of these groups daily, we can get all the food values needed for good health. If you're not sure your family is getting these basic seven foods in their family diet, write today to Basic 7, Washington, D.C., and ask for a free copy of the National Wartime Nutrition Guide. The Basic 7 is our answer to wartime food shortages. This is the Blue Network.